bereikbaar. Om de overlast voor patiënten te beperken, moet het ziekenhuis.
Yeah, buddy, as we're going to see you. He said, even asked you, are you leaving? I said, yeah, and he was cheap. Means I'm getting, going home. Yeah, buddy, as we're going to see you. He said, even asked you, are you leaving? I said, yeah, and he was cheap. Means I'm getting, going home.
News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is in Baltimore, Maryland today to see for himself what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed last week after being hit by a container ship. He met with federal, state, and local officials on efforts to clear the debris to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. He said from the air he saw a bridge torn apart, but on the ground, a community that's come together.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went into the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most were immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hardworking, strong, and selfless.
Biden said the federal government has Baltimore's back in rebuilding. He said the Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the entire channel to ship traffic by the end of May. An earthquake struck the New York City area this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says it had a magnitude of 4.8 and was centered north of White House Station, New Jersey. Paul Earl is in charge of earthquake monitoring at the USGS. He says the quake was about 2.9 miles deep, which explains why people as far away as Philadelphia and Boston felt it.
This earthquake was felt by millions of people. We have currently over 100,000 reports describing the earthquake contributed to our website.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says people should just go about their normal day, but should make sure that people they care about are safe and not too shaken up.
And I encourage New Yorkers to check on their loved ones to make sure that they are fine, not only from the infrastructure damage, but this could be a traumatic moment for individuals going through an earthquake.
Officials say 10 families have been displaced in Newark, New Jersey because of damage to their homes. Stock markets rallied after a report showed employers added more jobs last month than expected. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
There's more good news for the U.S. economy. The labor market grew by more than 300,000 jobs in March, much stronger than what economists had expected. There was other good news, too. Wages continued to grow in March, but not so much as to spark fears about inflation. Investors liked the report, and all three major indexes rallied on the news. Keep in mind, stock markets had fallen this week over fears that the economy was getting too hot. But the latest data should provide the Federal Reserve room to cut interest rates this year. The timing of when that could happen, though, is still up in the air. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 307 points, the S&P was up 57, and the NASDAQ up 199 points. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. World Central Kitchen issued a statement today that Israel has taken important steps towards taking responsibility for an airstrike this week that killed 7 aid workers. But it said it's clear the Israeli military has deployed deadly force without regard to its own protocols, chain of command, and rules of engagement. The statement said without systemic change, there will be more grieving families. Millions of Americans are getting ready for Monday's solar eclipse. As NPR's Rachel Tremas reports, some are embracing it more than others.
Helen Hutchins is expecting her first baby. And when she heard that her hometown of Oswego, New York would be in the path of totality, she figured, what better time for a baby shower?
I'm super excited about the solar eclipse and want everybody to take the day off.
They'll celebrate with moon pies, galaxy drinks, and eclipse-themed decor. Meanwhile, the small city of Luna Pier, Michigan, is preparing for an influx of tourists as one of the only parts of the state in the eclipse's path. But the bridge on the only road into town is closed for reconstruction. Mayor Jim Gardner says his city isn't holding any celebrations. In fact, he's telling visitors to go to Ohio instead. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
An Englishman is now the oldest man in the world. John Tinnis Wood is 111. He received the title from Guinness World Records this week after Juan Vincent Perez Mora of Venezuela died at the age of 114. Tinnis Wood was born in 1912, the same year the Titanic sank. When asked the secret to his longevity, he said, just luck. You either live long or you live short. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems using any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. C3.AI. This is NPR.
KSKO McGrath.
KMGS
and KNIB Nicolai.
KGYA Grayling.
KNKO Shagluk.
KSKC Crooked Creek.
KSKP Sleep Mute.
KZPA Fort Yukon.
KRFF Fairbanks.
KNNA
Enana.
KTKF
Togue.
KRLL Circle.
And KEAALP Eagle.
I need you to stay. Don't ask me why, 'cause I don't even know how I gave you my heart. I gave it all to you. Now there's no way that I can lose. Every little look inside
we can last forever. It's Chicago right here on 89.5 KSKO. Exactly 12:10 on the dot. How are you all doing? The weekend is almost here. It's so close I can smell it, and it's not my rotten lunch in the station fridge one room away. 32 degrees and overcast in McGrath right now. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. We do cool down a little bit again midweek next week, Tuesday-ish, Tuesday night through about Wednesday night. Anvik, light snow, fog, and 33 for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. Snow showers and mid to upper 30s today. Sleet, mute, overcast, and 30 for the lower Kuskokwim. Cloudy, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. In Fort Yukon, a few clouds and 33 right now. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-30s today for Fort Yukon. Let's see where we go next. Eagle, overcast and 36, highs around 40 today. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, light snow, fog, and 33. Snow showers through the day. Highs in the upper 30s for the Fairbanks Metro. 30 with light snow, fog at Merrill Field and Anchorage. Snow through the day today. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Once again, 32 in McGrath. Some isolated snow showers possible today for the upper Kuskokwim. Clouds, highs near the upper 30s, sunset at 9:25 tonight. We're going to have Name That Tune coming up after this song from Billy Joel, The Weekend Song.
Show, but soon I'll be leaving with the wages I'm receiving, but I know it's gonna be all got some money to spend tonight.
Billy Joel and the Weekend Song on KSKO 1215 this Friday afternoon. It's time for Name That Tune. We're going to play a song. We're going to play the instrumental part before the singing starts. And you have to correctly identify the song title and artist. We are looking for the fifth caller with the correct answer. Not just the fifth caller, but the fifth caller who has the correct answer. Candace is going to answer the phone. The Peanut Gallery is here today. And she's going to say, KSKO, title and artist, please. She'll tell you if you're right and what number caller you are. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. You got to identify the song, title, and artist that's playing under my voice right now. You don't have to live in McGrath. You can be listening to the sound of my voice anywhere. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. And if you can correctly identify the song, title, and artist, you'll get a prize. All right, we have one correct answer so far. The squeeze, I was going to say the pig of the squeeze. The squeeze of the pig means means we have a correct answer. All right, we've had two correct answers so far. We're looking for caller number five with the correct answer. Caller number five with the correct answer. If you can name the song, title, and artist. All right, we've had one correct. We've had one incorrect answer so far. I'd be curious to know from Candace after we have a winner what that incorrect guess was. All right, we have caller number three. All right, we're closing in on a winner. You have to identify this song, title, and artist to win a prize. We have a winner. No more calls, please. We have a winner. We have a winner. No more calls, please. No more calls, please. We have a winner as the computer decides to go haywire on me. All right. Our winner is Amy Chisholm here in McGrath, who correctly identified this as Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are like a bridge over trouble.
Shoulder made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, meet her. The Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSKO. YKHC encourages you to stay up to date with regular health visits, including cancer screening and chronic care appointments. More information at www.ykhc.org.
Oh, I love my baby. got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
Keith and 98.6 right here on KSKO. 1232 this Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker. We're going to take a look at weather now. Overcast and 32 in McGrath. For the Upper Kuskokwim, we're looking at cloudy skies today and tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Right around 30 on Monday. In Anvik, light snow, fog, and 33. Snow showers today with clouds. Sunny tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 30s both days. Lows in the lower 20s both nights. Near the mid-30s for highs on Sunday along the lower Yukon. 20 on Monday. Sleet mute, overcast, and 30. For the lower Kuskokwim, cloudy today, sunny tomorrow, mostly cloudy Sunday, and we are looking at highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s all 3 days. Highs in the 20s Monday, lows tonight in the mid-teens to mid-20s, lower to mid-20s for lows tomorrow night. In Fort Yukon, partly sunny today, cloudy Saturday and Sunday, and Monday, highs right around the mid-30s. Cloudy at night, lows in the mid-teens to near 20. In Eagle, overcast and 36. Cloudy today in Eagle. Cloudy tomorrow. Cloudy on Sunday. A chance of precipitation on and off through the day today in Eagle. Rain and snow showers likely tomorrow afternoon and evening in Eagle. Highs today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Eagle, right around 40, maybe a degree or two more. Lows tonight and tomorrow night, around 20 in Eagle. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, light snow, fog, and 33. Snow showers today with clouds. More clouds tomorrow, just a chance of precipitational events over the weekend and into Monday. We're going to see highs in the mid to upper 30s, lows in the lower 20s for the Fairbanks Metro. Light snow, fog, and 30 at Merrill Field in Anchorage. Snow through the day, up to about 2 inches. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Lows in the 20s. Don't know what that means for air travel in Anchorage today. Overcast and 32 in McGrath. Cloudy, isolated snow showers. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Lows in the upper teens to lower 20s tonight. Sunset at 9:25 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:22. April Wine and the Allman Brothers coming up. Here's the Doors and Moonlight Drive.
Beside the ocean on our moonlight. way through yesterday. Lord, he thought he had a chance. He played guitar and wrote some tunes of love and romance. He did his share of traveling like a dog without a home. A fugitive who would rather give a star than ever shone. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever won before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. Said he wouldn't get led around or caught up in the games or end up in a gallery of faces with no name. And rock and roll was in his soul, and music was a friend. He recorded a song that made us sing along, and he was on the road again. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever won before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. Opened up his heart to us. He gave us what he could. We sympathized and harmonized. He made us all feel good. But it's funny how those things can change and time can pass us by. Songs that moved us so easily no longer make us cry. Now isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Whatever won the boy, rock and roll is a vicious game.
Updated on the latest global events with news from the BBC World Service, weekdays at 5am and 7pm on KSKO, a voice you've been able to trust across the Western Interior for more than four decades.
The Allman Brothers and Don't Want You right here on 89.5 KSKO as we roll through a Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker. We're going to take a look at messages now. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Understanding and respecting boundaries is important. We must educate ourselves and others on what consent truly means. A clear, enthusiastic yes. Learn how to support someone you love by calling the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. R-A-I-N-N. The message was brought to you by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. I'll sit down with McGrath's new city administrator, Greg Knight, and we chat, but more about Greg than the job. Get to know Greg by listening to the interview today at 8 p.m., tomorrow at noon, and Sunday at 3, right here on KSKO, of course. The McGrath Health Center will have a dental clinic May 11th to the 17th and June 12th to the 16th. Tocotna will have a dental clinic June 3rd to 6th. Nicolai will have a dental clinic May 6th to 11th and June 10th to 12th. Call the clinic to schedule an appointment. The City of McGrath is hiring. They're looking for a water plant operator in training and temp job labor pool. Reach out to the city for more information. And speaking of jobs, the Division of Forestry in McGrath is also hiring for various positions. Stop by their office or give them a call for an application, 524-3010. KSKO will hold a fundraiser bingo game tomorrow at MNVC at 7 p.m. It's $2 a card. If you need a ride, call MNVC at extension 101 to schedule a ride. And for the 28th year in a row, it is time to play the McGrath Ice Classic. All you have to do is guess when the ice goes out on the Kuskokwim, and you can split the pot with KSKO. Tickets are $4 each. There's a bunch of ways you can get the tickets, even if you're not in McGrath. But if you are in McGrath, you can come by the radio station. If you're not in McGrath, call us. Message us on Facebook. If you're in Nicolai, talk to Belasa. You could also text our office manager, the illustrious Jessica Cruz, at 301-0670. Tickets are on sale until 5 p.m. April 26th. You can also buy them at the AC store as well. Frida Payne and John Mellencamp on the way. Here's Friends of Distinction, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Thank you.
This is LKA Radio, World Music and News, 107.6 FM and online.